This is the NAB Trade Radio Podcast for NAB, proudly fortifying Australia since 2002.
Nath Brown is here now, as is Peter Swab, the list manager of the Brisbane Lions. Fresh from AFL House, Tom Bell this morning, and 41 traded to the Lions for picks 21 and 60. Back to the Blues. Peter, welcome back on afl.com.au.
Thanks, Cameron.
Tom Bell, obviously had the family come home reason, and in the end you're able to get your man. And for a guy who is, you know, a definite in most midfields in the AFL, there's some pretty good numbers when we look at what the deal was done for.
Yeah, well, you always try and do a deal that's fair to everyone, and we think it's a good deal for us, of course. Otherwise, we wouldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. And Stephen's happy for the Carlton Footy Club. So, you know, not much more to add, really. You're always to-ing and fro-ing as to what's the best deal. But we've got the intricacy of making sure we've got enough points to keep our academy boys that we want to draft in the national draft.
He was probably Carlton's most consistent player this year, week in, week out. Where do you see him fitting into the Brisbane? Is it a midfield role? Is it a half-back role? Where is he going to fit in?
Well, that's probably up to Justin, and we can show Justin where he thought he played his best footy during the year. I think that high forward role, you know, and gets up the ground. He's got great running capacity. I think he's got the potential to kick about 20 goals and give a few away. He can go in the midfield, but this year I thought he played some really good football as that high forward.
The academy boys, you speak about the amount of points, and do you have to become somewhat of a mathematician to try and figure this stuff out? Because I'd imagine you're sitting there going, I've got this amount of points, I need this guy here. How does it all work in your head?
Well, yeah, every draft pick now, as you know, has a points value. So you've got to equate all that all the time when you lose a pick and how much. But the number one thing we did is thought, well, where were the two boys, Eric Hipwood and Keezy would go for us. So we factored in probably the worst case scenario for us, in that the higher the pick, and then we work off our 20% and get to a figure, and then we look at our draft picks and say, well, okay, we've got that covered this year, because we don't really want to go into next year, because that ends up, you know, we think they'll go first round, so that'll take points off our first round, which we don't want to do.
Are you happy with the formula? As a man who's been around for a long time, is this the best way and the fairest way going forward?
Well, you know, I bow to the mathematicians who have done all the work on that. Mm-hmm. In the end, the AFL made a call. We would have loved the old system, because it was so much better for us, but we work with what we're given. And it has made the trade period a lot different, in the sense of, you know, not the true value of a pick. It's sometimes the points.
James Aish has been spoken about so much over this trade period, and even for the back half of last year. Where does that sit, and will he be a Brisbane player next year?
Aishy?
Yep.
Well, time will tell, and we've only got, what, 3 days to go. Really, it's in Collingwood's hands. They're the club that's he's indicated he wants to go to, so Collingwood need to satisfy Brisbane before a deal can be done.
Have you had an official offer from Collingwood yet?
No, we had a lot of discussions, but nothing really put on the table. I know North Melbourne's shown some interest in James, and we've got some interest in Ryan Bastanac, so we'd be happy to be able to get Ryan to Brisbane, but that'd satisfy part of a trade.
Mm-hmm. About the talk that you, the Brisbane Lions, didn't really want to deal with Collingwood on this one, and you were going to send him to the pre-season draft if he didn't want to play with you guys.
Well, it wasn't what we didn't want to deal with Collingwood. It was saying, you know, we made it clear that we didn't. What we don't want to come out with is James Aish for pick, the second round pick. That won't do it. Mm-hmm. He will go through if that's the case.
I know he's a high draft pick, had a really good year last year. This year, struggled with injury, played some kneeful footy, so struggled to hold his spot in the 22. Do you think that's hurt his value, where other clubs think that he may only be worth a second round pick?
Oh, no. I mean, James had a really great first year with us, and last year wasn't as good, but there were reasons for that. Mm-hmm. He did have injuries, and, you know, unfortunately, in some cases, I think he broke his jaw on one of them. He's a good player.
He is.
You know, he's going to have a long career in the AFL and do very well for whichever club he ends up with.
Without using vernacular from the Jake Carlisle situation, but is James Aish open to playing for North Melbourne if a deal was able to be done?
I can't answer that, because James has to answer that question.
You haven't spoken to him?
No, I haven't spoken to James. I mean, you know, once he made his decision, we accepted that was his decision.
When Lee Matthews comes out and speaks, everyone listens, and for unbelievably good reason. When he spoke on the James Ash requesting Collingwood situation, does that at all make it a little more complex from your side of the view to get James Ash to stay at Brisbane? Or do you occasionally go back and say, in the end, we'll just swallow our pride and find a trade for him?
Well, I think the whole thing with James, we held out hope he'd stay, and we wanted him to. And, you know, and I think there was times there we thought that might happen. But in the end, he made his call, and then he nominated his club, which is fair enough. It's just whether we end up with what we want, with James going wherever.
There was some interest early in the trade period with David Asprey. That seems to have dropped off a little bit from the Brisbane Lions end. Talk about maybe a potential three-way trade involving Chris Yaron as well. But obviously with Tom Bell now being out of that scenario.
Yeah, that's right. That sort of takes away that. Look, Dave came up to see our facilities and all that sort of thing. And we've had discussions with Dave and his management. But right at the moment, that's probably not going to happen, I would think, at the moment.
Are Richmond asking a little bit too much for it?
No, I just think it's a combination of probably ourselves and maybe, you know, Dave hasn't said, you know, that he would come anyway. So it's just sort of... just sat there now.
You need someone to kick the footy to. Josh Walker's name has been on everyone's lips going to the Brisbane Lions. Could that deal happen?
That will happen, yeah. So that'll happen today.
Walk in and say, I've been doing deals, plural, so we assume that the paperwork's pretty close to being done there?
Yeah, we'll sign that off today.
Yep.
So Josh Walker and Jared Jansen will come to Brisbane for our future third pick.
You like the idea of future picks being available?
Yeah, I do, and I think it's only fair because the academies were always going to push potentially points in, and father sons could have as well, into the following year. So every club needs to have that available to them. So I think it's a fair system, yeah.
The length of trade period, it you know, until a couple of years ago, it was a Monday to Friday or a Monday to Thursday, 3 or 4 days, and deals got done. There was always the occasional one falling over at 2:01 because a fax wouldn't work or someone wasn't there in time. As a list manager and from the clubs, are you happy with the length? You know, it's officially started last Monday, so we've got, you know, a week and a half, nearly 2 weeks of full business, 9 to 5, to get the deals done. Someone who's been around for a long time, are you happy with the format, the length of it, how it currently sits in the AFL system?
I think the format works well, that, you know, you kick it off on that Monday and everyone gets a chance to sort of spar, I guess. And then we open up our phones to about 100 phone calls a day. Look, you could bring it back even further if you wanted to, because I think ultimately people will work to a deadline. So if we started last Monday, we could almost finish it by 5 o'clock on the following Monday. You know, go all week and have the weekend maybe to really finalise off things and then get in there on Monday and do the deal. So whatever time frame you give a club and the clubs, I think they'll work towards it.
Where does the... So many young players wanting to leave the club over the last couple of years. Obviously, internally, you would have spoken about this and you're trying to put things in place to not have them leave. James Ash is another one this year. Moving forward, I mean, how do you keep players at your footy club? Is it success? Is it the environment? What's the club working on right now to retain all these young players that will come in over the next 2, 3, 4 years?
You know, I think it's for us, it's probably at the moment, because, you know, we're sitting in the bottom part of the ladder, that it's showing them that we, regardless of that, we do have a good coaching structure. We've got Craig Lambert back to really head up our welfare and off-field, which I think is critical for us, because we're still getting nearly 80% of our players coming from outside of Queensland. So, you know, we're very conscious of making sure that we settle them into a new environment as quickly as possible. And then hopefully in time, we can show them that we're going to be successful.
You currently got pick number 2, of course, pick number 17 as well, which you're able to get part of Jack Redden and pick 20. Well, you just gave it 20 rounds. So you got 2 and 17 currently. Do you expect to go to the draft based on that, or do you think there might be something in play?
Oh, no, no. We're,
you're going to the draft?
We're going to the draft with those 2 picks.
Big Shaq?
That's, that remain. You know, if I was sitting here with number 1 pick, that'd be clear. I think the 2 best player, or the 2 players that we've identified are Shaq and Jacob Wiedering. So,
are you confident Carlton will take Wiedering and that'll allow Shaq kick 24 goals in 4 games in the championships? Was an unbelievable effort.
Yeah, they're both highly talented boys. So, I don't know what Carlton are going to do.
Sure.
So that's the unknown. But look.
You'd be comfortable each. Whoever Carlton don't take, you'll take the other one. Is it fair to say?
I think that's a fair call.
It's you know, it's getting bigger each and every year, the draft, and there's always changes to it and to make it more exciting. But the people who watch junior football more than Brownie and I do are suggesting it is a bit of a shallow sort of draft this year. Do you, from what you've seen, agree with that?
Yeah, well, Steve Canole, our national recruiting manager, is much more across that than I am. You know, we probably think we've got, there's 40 names definitely on the board that we'd be happy for any one of those 40. And then I think once you get past that, there are some good young players there, but it might be a little bit harder to find. But there's always going to be some players who get drafted late who will end up being great players.
If you had pick five, would you give that up for Jake Carlock? It seems amazing that this deal is. It's holding every other deal up, Swabby.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't like to enter into that, to be honest. Yeah. I think, you know, I've got enough trouble looking after myself, so I'm not going to give St Kilda or Essendon any free advice.
How do you find it, Swabby? You live in Melbourne now, obviously working for an interstate team. How often do you get home to Brisbane or to the club while the actual season's on?
Well, I lived there last year, mm-hmm. which is great. It's a great city, Brisbane. And I've come back here mainly because of the role. So I got about a week, a month.
And you enjoying it?
Yeah, I am. Yep. Yeah, no, it's good. I don't necessarily enjoy this time of year. It's pretty stressful and, you know.
So you get some time off after Thursday, 2 o'clock?
Well, we might take Friday off. We might have a lunch on Friday and then, you know, that's about it. And then I'll go through to the draft and then the pre-season draft, and I think I'll leave early December for a little while.
We spoke 2 weeks ago and Stevie J was a possibility. It obviously looks like he might be going with the Giants. Did you speak to Stevie Johnson after our conversation?
Yeah, Justin had some conversations and I spoke to his management and expressed our interest, but mm-hmm. I think he's made that call that he's going to go to the GWS, mm-hmm. so wish him well. And, you know, he's a great player. He's been a fantastic player.
It's always good when you pop in to see us. It's always better when you get some trades
just
done as well.
One last one.
Are you going to ask him about Jake Carlock?
No, I'm going to ask him about Hawthorne. Now, you played in arguably the best Hawthorne era of all time. How does that stack up with the current one? Because they're getting pretty close.
My word, they're getting close. I think, you know, they look good again next year. They're a great side. You know, they're as good as our era for sure.
Oh, okay. I wasn't expecting that answer. I was expecting, we got them covered. Yeah.
If we asked Dipper the same question, what would Dipper say?
Our era is much better.
So just to recap as well, Tom Bell, now in the Lions, and you expect today a future first round pick for Jared Jensen and Josh Walker as well. And Levi Casbolt, probably done and dusted. Is any chance to be a Lion going forward?
No, he won't be.
And James Ace is still chipping away and still no official offer, but hopefully Colin will come with something soon.
Hope so.
Is Chalor holding that up? The Chalor deal's holding that up.
I don't know.
Is it frustrating from where you sit?
No.
You're fine? Good.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Hey, we always appreciate you having a chat to us, and even more so when you come down and say good day in person. Swabby, thank you, mate. Good luck until Thursday. Enjoy the long lunch on Friday, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Cam. Thanks, man.
Peter Swab.